This show is brought to you by patreon.com/Steve Charney, where for $1 a month or more, you can support this podcast. You're listening to Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm Steve Charney, and I am so happy to have as my guest today, Cindy Cash Dollar. Dobro steel guitar and lap steel player, Cindy Cash Dollar's career led her to work with many leading artists. You want to hear a partial list? Partial list, mind you. Get a load of this. Bob Dylan, Van Morrison, Rod Stewart, Jorma Kokanen, Leon Redbone, Peter Rowan, Paul Butterfield, Levon Helm, and Rick Danko. For 8 years, she played with Asleep at the Wheel, which brought her 5 Grammy Awards and allowed her to work with Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, and the Dixie Chicks. She was inducted into the Texas Steel Guitar Hall of Fame in 2011, first female to be inducted, and the Texas Music Hall of Fame in 2012. And now she gets to work with Harry! They're going to be playing Sister Kate, an old New Orleans favorite, and later in the program, she'll be performing the Sailor's Hornpipe solo. And of course, Harry's up to his usual shenanigans. He should be here any second. Ah, here he is now.
Hi, man. Thanks for coming by.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Harry. Hey, buddy. What, you don't look so well. What? What's the problem?
I'm so ashamed.
What is it, pal? Come on, little buddy. You can tell me. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Whatever it is.
I can't. I'm too embarrassed.
Tell me. Come on, get it over with.
I...
Hey, wait a second before you tell me. What happened to my pen? It's right here in my hand, and now it's gone.
Your pen?
What's going on around here?
Okay, I'll make a clean breast of it. I'll tell you everything. I won't hold anything back. I will confess all. I have... kleptomania.
Kleptomania? You mean an irresistible tendency to theft, affecting persons who are not tempted to it by circumstances of necessity, believed by some to be a form of insanity?
Ooh, you've been reading the dictionary again.
Well, it's useful for routines like this. So you have...
Right! Kleptomania! And I stole your pen! It was me!
Well, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, I thought you said it was nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, that was before I knew what it was.
Some friend you are.
Okay, you're right. I'll try to help. But first, give me back my pen.
All right. Here you go.
Now give me back my shoes.
Shoes?
Don't play dumb with me, mister. I saw you stealing my shoes just now. What, you thought I wouldn't notice?
Nobody ever said kleptomaniacs were clever. It's a mania, man. We can't help ourselves. It all started when I was a baby.
You were never a baby or a dummy.
Wait, you mean the roots of this mania aren't in my childhood? You mean Freudian theory doesn't apply here?
Not on this show. There's one thing I can say about this show. It's that the normal rules of psychology have never applied, except for one.
What's that?
You're loony.
That's not a rule!
Look, Harry, you don't have kleptomania. Kleptomania is a serious disorder, a symptom of some serious things going on in the psyche. And since this is a comedy show, and we do comedy routines... We never do anything serious. It's not possible for you to have a serious disorder. It can't happen. It's impossible.
Well, then, how do you explain the fact that for the entire time you've been talking, I've stolen your watch, your belt, your pants, and if you hadn't stopped talking, I would have taken your underwear, too? Steve, you don't understand. I need help. I need counseling. I need...
Hello, boys.
Dr. Fenstermacher!
Oh, thank goodness you're here. Harry needs help.
Well, I knew it. I was sitting in my office just now, and a little inner voice said to me...
Harry needs help?
No, it said, go out and make a living. So I thought I'd stop by, maybe drum up a little business.
Doc, I need my head examined.
What, you got termites again?
No, I have kleptomania!
Klepto... My goodness, are you sure? Why, I haven't seen a case of kleptomania in a ventriloquist's dummy since 1956. Do you have any proof?
Do you have any shoes?
Hey, my goodness, the boy stole my shoes!
What do you think, Doc? Is it kleptomania?
Well, I can't be sure. Wait!
What's the matter?
Why aren't you wearing any clothes, Charney? Maybe it's your head I should be examining.
He stole them. He has kleptomania. Look, he's stealing your medical bag.
I'm the doctor here. I make the diagnosis. Young man, you have kleptomania. Give me back my medical bag.
I know, I can't stop myself. Help me, Doc, before I steal again.
Calm down. Kleptomania in a dummy is not a serious matter. Don't touch my stethoscope.
See? I told you, Harry, it couldn't be serious.
It isn't. In fact, I propose we all have a hearty laugh right now. It's good for your health, you know.
Could you just get to the cure, Doc?
Certainly. I'll have the hearty laugh when I get home.
To save time?
No, to save money. If we all had it together, I'd have to bill you for it. All right. The boy has kleptomania. But in his case, since he's made of wood and has no inner psyche, kleptomania is just a superficial ailment, probably brought on by an excess of desperate comedy writing. Have you been doing any of that lately?
No, but he has.
I knew it! It's a simple cure, gentlemen. To rid himself of kleptomania, the boy must simply displace the mania with something else. There isn't room in his feeble brain for more than one mania at a time. In short, get another mania.
My mind isn't feeble.
Can't he just get a hobby or something? Does it have to be a mania?
Yes! Good day, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. You get my bill.
Yeah, right. Well, at least this time his bill won't be a problem.
Oh, why?
Because I forgot to give him back his wallet.
This is Knock on Wood, and joining me in the studio is Cindy Cash Dollar, and Harry's here, too.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Harry.
Hi, how are you two doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Steve, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine, too. Well, we're all fine, so let's get on with it.
We're all fine and dandy. Let's go.
Cindy, let me first say that Cindy plays dobro. Excellent dobro musician. For those of you who don't know what a dobro is, it's like a guitar. It has a big metal piece on the bottom.
Big metal resonator.
Sometimes a dobro is all metal.
Right.
And sometimes it can be made of wood with a big metal resonator, and that's the kind you have. Now, Cindy, what is a resonator?
Well, that's a good question. But
that's
a resonator.
That's what I'd like to know, too. What's going on here?
Well, I'll tell you. A resonator, it's a cone. And if you look at the resonator that's in these, it kind of looks like a stereo speaker or kind of an upside-down hubcap. And what it does, it projects the sound. There's no small sound hole on a dobro like you see in a normal guitar, so there's this resonator set into it with a metal cover plate over it, and that's what makes the guitar sound louder.
And I also assume that the metal also would create more of a metallic sound than a steel string.
Right,
you can get the metal is resonating.
Right, that's a good explanation. I'll buy that immediately.
Okay, well, Cindy's going to help us now. I'm going to play guitar.
And I'm going to sing.
Cindy's going to play dobro, as she's promised. Harry, what song called? You introduce it.
Okay, this is an old traditional song, kind of from New Orleans. It's called Sister K. It's one of my favorites, and I love singing this song.
Okay, let's do it.
One, two, three, four. Sister K, everybody there said you danced so great. I realized a thing or two. Old Kate was into something new. I looked at Kate, she was in a trance. I realized it was in a dance. Everybody is going wild about my Katie's dancing style. Well, I wish that I could shimmy like my sister Kate. Shakes it just like jelly on a plate. My mama wanted no last night. Why do all the Philly Street Kate's so nice? Well, everybody in my neighborhood knows Kate can shimmy and it's understood. I may be late, but I'll be up to date when I can shimmy like my sister Kate. Shimmy, 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 shimmy. Well, I wish that I could shimmy like my sister Kate. Shakes it just like jelly on a plate. My mama wanted to know last night. Why do all the Philly Street Kate so nice? Well, everybody in my neighborhood knows Kate can shimmy and it's understood. I may be late, but I'll be up to date. When I can shimmy like my sister, don't be my brother, shimmy like my sister Kate. Yes, yes, yes.
So, Harry, The doctor said that the only cure for kleptomania is to replace your mania with another one. Have you decided what kind of maniac you want to be?
Yep. Pyromaniac.
Oh, no way, man. That's someone who loves fire.
It is?
What did you think it was?
I don't know. It just sounded cool.
Well, considering you're made of wood, I doubt that pyromania is what you really should be interested in.
But think of it, Steve. This is a good way to cure myself of my fear. Arsony will help me transcend my innate anxieties.
Hey, man, you're playing with fire.
I know.
No, I mean you're playing with fire.
I said I know.
Look, why don't you pick a mania that's more civilized?
I got it. Banana mania.
Never heard of it.
I love bananas. It's a perfect match.
It's stupid. I forbid it.
What, you think I have control over my mania? Well, I don't. If I did, it wouldn't be a mania.
Why bananas?
It's in the script here.
Well, I'm taking it out. Hand me that pencil.
There you go, Steve.
Wait a second. This isn't a pencil. It's a banana.
I know. It's fun to write with bananas.
I told you. No bananas. It's too silly.
I can't help myself. I'm a banana maniac.
Look, take this banana back and give me the pencil before you poke someone's eye out with that banana.
Look, don't you understand that being a banana maniac is beyond any reason? I have no control over my actions. It's from a deep disturbance of my psyche. It was years of therapy to clear me of. It's a phobia.
Will you stop eating that banana while you're talking to me?
Sorry.
Dr. Fenstermacher already told you you have no deep disturbances in your psyche. You're a puppet, Harry.
Well, sometimes I forget.
Hey, did someone order bananas in here?
Yep, just put them down over here.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Where's it going, huh?
Well, to get some more boxes. I ordered 10,000 bananas.
10,000 bananas?
Yeah, I don't think they'll all fit in the room. There are over 30 boxes of juicy, ripe, luscious bananas, Steve.
Oh, man.
I'll just start stacking them up over here, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Harold, what are you going to do with 10,000 bananas?
Liver and bananas, banana lasagna, banana burgers with ketchup, a BLT, lettuce, tomato, and banana. Spaghetti with banana sauce, pizza with banana toppings, bananas and...
Stop, stop, stop. You're making me sick.
Listen, before I bring in the rest of the boxes, you want to sign for them right here?
That's not a piece of paper, that's a banana.
So?
Where's your pen?
It's right here.
That's also a banana.
So?
Oh, this is too much. I'm getting out of here. Harry, you can just have the show. Goodbye.
Wow!
Oh, what? You slipped on a banana peel, Steve.
You know, I think I liked you better when you were a kleptomaniac.
But I still am. Where do you think I got all these bananas from?
Cindy is going to play us a song now, Sailor's Hornpipe.
Right, isn't that Popeye's favorite song, I think?
I think that's... Oh, yeah. Love that song.
What is a hornpipe, anyway?
I assume it's a type of... Oh, actually, I think it's a dance.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you knew.
Oh, yeah. What is this, school? Yeah, it's that kind of dance where you kind of put your hand on your stomach and on your back and kind of do a little jig there.
Yeah, a jig.
Yeah.
So to speak. Okay, well, this is Sailor's Hornpipe, and it goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4...
Man overboard! I'm Popeye the Sailor Man,
Oh, thank you very much, Cindy. Cindy Cash Dollar doing a sailor's hornpipe. And That was some fine picking if I've ever seen one.
Why, thank you.
Harry was... Oh, well, let me tell you what's going on. Harry was first a kleptomaniac. He was stealing things left and right. Then Dr. Fenstermacher came in and told him the only way to cure his mania was to replace it with another one. So he became a banana maniac. Only I found out that the 10,000 bananas that were being delivered here were stolen. So the delivery man had to bring them all back where they came from. So what, you still a klepto, Harry?
No, I stole the bananas before I gave up kleptomania.
You still a banana maniac?
No, I gave that up too.
Good.
Now I'm a Steve-a-maniac!
What?
I worship the ground you trod on.
You do?
Oh, master, I feel so privileged that you have deemed to speak to someone as lowly as I.
What is that supposed to mean?
I have a mania for you, Steve. Know you not what I speak of? You, O Lord and Master, are my saving grace. Without your supreme benevolence, I, poor pitiful thing that I am, alas, would never even be.
Well, that's true. I am your ventriloquist, and you, after all, are just a puppet, a doll, a dummy. And according to Dr. Fenstermacher, for you to get rid of one mania, you gotta replace it with another mania, so I guess you might as well be a Steve-a-maniac.
Yes, I am a dummy! I am forever in your debt for creating me and breathing life into this poor, unfortunate soul.
Well, I'm glad you finally are giving credit where credit is due, but I'm not sure why you're talking like that.
Because I'm a maniac! A Steve-a-maniac! However, if you command, I will at once speak in the manner to which you are accustomed to hear from these unworthy lips of mine.
Yes, I want you to speak normally.
Fine. Now, we need a great tribute to your mercifulness. My plan is to raise from the rooftops a great hosanna proclaiming you to be the greatest artist in the history of the world.
Well, that might be overstating the situation just a little, huh?
No, Steve. I feel so indebted to you that I think I'm going to mount a huge public relations campaign and make you king!
King? We talking about Alan or Martin Luther?
We'll start off by revising history. The name Steve will resound throughout the world. Books, records, movies, songs, all will echo your name from now on, man. Everyone will become a Steve-a-maniac. It's Steve here and Steve there.
You are a maniac.
We'll start by renaming the great Shakespearean plays. Macbeth will be retitled McSteve. Hamlet will become Stevelet. Dickens, A Tale of Two Steves. The Beatles, Steve Loves You, yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to hold your hand, Steve. Rubber Soul will be changed to Rubber Steve. Give Bees a chance? Ha! Give Steve a chance.
Wait a second. I thought this was Steve-a-mania, not Beatlemania.
What about the great sayings through history? Give me liberty... Or give me Steve. The only thing we have to fear is Steve himself. Ask not what Steve can do for you, but what you can do for Steve. Don't shoot till you see the whites of Steve's eyes. Richard Dixon, I am not a Steve. Norman Mailer's book will become The Naked and the Dead and Steve. Gone with the Wind? No, Gone with Steve. The Naked Lunch? Uh-uh. The Naked Steve.
I hope it won't be illustrated.
You're right. Instead of The Naked Lunch, we'll call it Steve's Lunch. TV shows, Leave It to Beaver, will be retitled Leave It to Stever. Seinfeld, forget it, we'll call it Charney. How about Christmas songs? Silent Steve, Silent Steve, Stevie Charney's coming to town. Stevie the Snowman, we three Steves from Orient are. All I want for Christmas is Steve's two front teeth. Movies, Thelma and Louise and Steve. The Stevenator, Robo Steve, Lethal Steve, Steve Bo, A Room with a View of Steve, and his three sisters and one brother, Steve. Beauty and the, well, Steve. It'll be a tribute to you, Steve. What do you say?
How much does it cost to change a person's name?
Steve, 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 Steve.
Everybody knows a Steve, it makes me so upset. If it ain't your neighbor, it's the grocer or a pet.
But one way or the other, someone's friend or someone's brother.
Or even someone's mother's name is Steve, 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 Steve. You walk into a party and you yell out, Steve, I'm here. Four or five will turn around and say, I'm over here.
There really are too many Steves, I wish a few of them would leave.
Or change their name to Joe or Stan, it's really getting out of hand. And they're crawling from the woodwork, they're coming out in droves. Steves are multiplying like the fishes and the loaves. It's quite an epidemic, is there a cure for this disease? If we're not strong before too long, our names will all be Steve. Steve, 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 Steve.
Everybody knows a Steve, it makes me want to scream.
whatever happened to Benjamin, Cato, or Augustine?
But one way or the other, someone's cousin, someone's lover,
or even someone's mother's name is Steve, 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 Steve. Everybody knows a Jim, we all know gals named Joan, but I know at least 2 dozen Steves is someone being cloned.
And if we aren't firm and strong, what'll happen before too long?
A catastrophe you won't believe. You'll wake one morning, your name is Steve. Some claim their name, it isn't Steve. They say their name is Stephen, Stephen, Stevie, Steverini. Oh, but they're just cheating. Gertrude Stein herself once said, a Steve is a Steve's a Steve. Is a Steve is a Steve's a Steve's a Steve's a Steve's a Steve's a Steve. Steve, 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 Steve. Everybody knows a Steve. It simply is a fact. I'd like to change my name to Bill, but life don't work like that.
But one way or the other, someone's sister, someone's brother,
or even someone's mother's name is Steve, 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 Steve.
Our time is up, so we must leave.
And so goodbye from me and Steve.
The show is done and so we're leaving on tiptoe.
It's time to go.
This podcast is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. Today's show was written with Kelly Kenyon. And you can hear the show on iTunes and on my YouTube channel, as well as patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. My website is stevecharney.com to access more info about me than you'll ever need or want.
We hope we've left you with a smile.
We'll be back in a little while.
On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry Conversations with My Dummy, and I also tweet. And hey, thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, spread the word around, man, and visit CindyCashDollar.com.
This empty studio means the guests, they let us know it's time to go.